that once a year time sort of thing where we have to figure out what our health plan is. Open enrollment ends on the 15th. We're on the 12th. This week, more Americans will sign up for health coverage this week than any other week of the year. National co-chair of Get America Covered, Andy Slavitt, joins us this morning. Good morning, Andy. Thanks for sharing a bit of your time. Appreciate it.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, why do we only have like a once a year to do this sort of thing? Is this sort of done by the is it more logistically better paperwork reasons? What's the reason for that? Do you know?
Well, open enrollment usually happens this time of year so that people can plan for the coming year. This year, it's a shorter period of time. Usually, it's been lasting through the end of January. This year, the administration is ending it this coming Friday. So December 15th is the last day to actually buy coverage for 2018.
So what do I need to know to sign up? What do I need to know? How do I go about this?
Well, it's easier than ever. You really need to know the web address, which is www.healthcare.gov. Or if you want to call the 800 number, there's great people who stand by and work there. That's 800-318-2596. And what you'll find, either if you call the phone number or come to the website, is that 80% of people will qualify for financial help, and you'll be able to find a policy for $75 a month or less.
Now, I'm looking at that site right now. The first thing that it wants to know is select a state. So I'm selecting what state I live in, and then I give them a way for them to contact me, I guess.
You know, you put in your state. It'll take you through a series of questions. And in less than half an hour, you and your family can be covered for the next year. And let me give you an example of what you'll find. So if you're a 55-year-old couple in Ohio, you'll be able to find plans from as low a cost as $10 per month. And, of course, there's many options. You can pay a little bit more and get different features, but that's pretty extraordinary.
And how do we know how much coverage we need? I mean, it's not always the least expensive one. I mean, you can start there, but obviously you have to kind of, figure out what your circumstances are?
That's right. So they try to make it easy for you by creating some categories. They call them gold, silver, and bronze. So if you feel like you're going to have a lot of medical expenses in the coming year and you might want to pay a little bit more, you can buy a gold plan. If you're not quite sure if you're going to get sick or need to use a plan and you want to pay a lower premium, then you buy a silver or a bronze plan.
And when do those plans then become effective? When is it that I'm actually covered by that plan?
Midnight, January 1st. So you will have coverage the first day of 2018. And what's very important about that is if you miss the deadline on Friday, then you'll have to wait to get covered until January 1st of 2019. So an entire year will go by if you miss Friday's deadline.
Why are we waiting until the last minute here? I'm asking myself sort of out loud, I guess. Maybe that's the way human nature is. Craig, you had a question?
Well, I just wonder, is there a target group here for people in terms of income or in terms of age to sign up for any of these plans?
Well, look, I think the good news is if you're under 65 and you're not covered on your parents' plan, there's going to be a plan available for you no matter what your age is. Again, you know, to take an example, if you're a 55-year-old couple can find a low-cost plan, but also younger people who tend to think that they're invincible and not going to get sick, there are very low-cost options available for them too. And, you know, it's the kind of thing that you don't like to think about until something happens to you. But if you're a younger person, better to think about it now and get the coverage and put it away. And I would tell you that in Ohio, we're having a record number of signups. So in Ohio, signups are up 18% over last year. So people are finding it, and I think more people just need to do it during the rest of this week.
Now, a lot of times we get, feared, but the news out there, there's always a topic of something's going to be repealed or something's not going to be in place. How is what's happening in the government, in the news, affecting what's going to happen when we sign up at all?
Not at all. In fact, The website is completely updated for plans that are available this year. I think there's changes every year. I think just like there's changes to your cell phone plan every year, the changes this year were very modest. So there's many options available. And so I think all of that stuff you can pretty much tune out and just focus on one question. What's best for you and your family, and which is the plan that you find that makes the most sense for you?
Now, well, then I get sort of a printout or some information so I know once I've clicked on something and I've signed it, I have sort of documentation of to what my plan is?
Exactly. You can print out whatever you find. There's a handy comparison site so you can line up the different choices next to one another. All the plans contain preventive benefits. They all contain prescription drug coverage, hospital coverage, and all of the important things that you think you might need over the course of the year.
Well, a lot of times, like when you do a tax preparation, they say bring a lot of forms or get things together. Is there stuff maybe you should sort of accumulate before you kind of start this process so that you're kind of streamlining it a little bit?
Not really. I think the only thing that you're going to get asked that you may have to think about is they'll ask you to estimate what your income might be during 2018. And for some people, you know, that's challenging because they may make overtime or they may have seasonal jobs. But there's some handy tools to help you estimate. You don't have to get it exactly right. But what it does is it helps figure out how much of a tax credit you qualify for, which can make the insurance much, much less expensive. So estimating your income and then all the rest of the information are things that you should have kind of in your head, your address, your Social Security number, things like that.
And it's all individualized. So if I have other family members with different plans, should I consult them in a sense to see how things are, or is it kind of just between me?
Absolutely.
And
you can buy a family plan. You can buy an individual plan. Whatever makes the most sense for your family.
Okay. And again, the deadline is?
Friday, December 15th. And let me repeat the web address if you don't mind. It's www.healthcare.gov. And the call number, if you want to do that instead, is 800-318-2596. Vast majority of people are going to find plans for $75 or less. And, of course, if they don't buy a plan, then they may have to pay a tax next year. So this is an important motivation to get people to check it out.
Right. They'll have to wrap themselves in bubble wrap and drink lots of orange juice or vitamin C for the next 365 days.
Exactly.
Andy, we appreciate your time and getting the word out, and you've done a great job getting America covered. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Andy Slava joining us, national coach here of Get America Covered. They even need two people to handle that, Craig, to get the information out.